Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for how far you brought us. Even as your word is coming, we pray that your word will come full of power to transform. May we never be the same after we encounter your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we thank God for today. Today, I want us to just look at something special from the scriptures and I just explain and then we pray. Daniel chapter 6. Verse number 3. Daniel chapter 6, verse number 3. The Bible says, "Then this Daniel distinguished himself above all the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm." Hallelujah. Okay, so when you read the scripture, you know, if you have been following current trends, you will realize that today, for instance, as an example, the best school in the world actually disciplined Prentor College as part of the hallelujah. Yes. Disciplined them as part of the, yes. And you know, some people like Yas and all those people were going to talk, but then of course they know that there is nothing to see. Are you getting it? Yes. So we bless God. We actually had to speak to Louis to actually tell them that they should just not worry at all. We will discipline proper college for them, and then we did that. Hallelujah. Now it's Presec that is next. Achimota, they are not part. But then, if you look at what was happening, you see that all of us are celebrating, all of us are jubilating. And then, I'm happy that people are brilliant and they are showing forth their intelligence. What we are actually celebrating is called excellence. Do you understand that? Yes, what we are jubilating about, celebrating about is called excellence. You see, because for instance, and was the worst guy that came was Form 1 student. So Form 1 student is the one that is ripping them like that to Form 1. You see, next year we will bring a pregnant woman. And then being the womb will be the one who is contested. Hallelujah. Yes. So that is a worst for you. We don't want to be, you see, if we brought four people, the way it would have been so disgraceful, we didn't want to. But the point I'm trying to make is that you see the excellence, and that's what we are trying to celebrate. We are enjoying the excellence, the wonderful display of intellectual power. Are you getting the point? The Bible says that as for this Daniel, an excellent spirit was found in him. In other words, if Daniel held something to do, you will see that what or how Daniel would do that thing, you will see that it's beyond the normal. You see, so if the percentage is 100%, Daniel can actually do up to 100% of the work. Every expectation is met and even goes beyond the expectation. Is that right? Yes. So that was the kind of, you know, if you relate or when you relate to the Holy Spirit a lot, you will come to realize that there are many things that you can get out of the Holy Spirit. In fact, there are some people that when they met the Holy Spirit, all that they could tap was power. There were people that all that they could tap was prosperity. There were people that all that they could tap was healing. There are people that all that they could tap was prophecy. So if you don't prophesy to them, they are in trouble. See, but the Bible says, as for this Daniel, what was found on Daniel was called an excellent spirit. You see, And today, my focus necessarily is not on the to explain the excellent spirit in that sense, but to let you know that there is the basis for excellence. If you want to rise in excellence, then there is an attitude that you must have. Every single one of us, if we want to operate, especially the spirit of excellence, then the attitude we must have is the attitude of taking responsibility. You know, many of us are irresponsible. We don't like to take responsibility for that thing that God has entrusted to us. So for many of us, a lot of things spawn in our hands. So for some of us, our academics have spoiled in our hands. For some of us, it is our finances that are spoiled in our hands. For some of us, it is different things that have spoiled in our hands. Many things, opportunities that died in our hands. Hope that died in our hands. Visions that died in our hands. Giftings that died in our hands. We didn't take responsibility. Now, if you don't take responsibility when it comes to life, you will fail. And that's how many of us fear. If you look at a person, for instance, like that, and you see the way, the path the person is taking, you can know whether this person is actually walking according to the responsibility or not. You see, according to the fact that he has taken responsibility. Many of us are just walking and just living. You see, there was a time that, for instance, KRF was like a baby. I mean, as of now, we are still not so matured anyway. But I mean, there were the people that were coming, about 5-6 people that were coming for KRF meetings. There were times like that. There were times that it was people that was 10, 11. There were times like that. There were times that we didn't have a studio. Now we have a studio, we can go and have meetings there. Now, do you understand that? See, KRF from that point till now hasn't died. The question is, if you were the president of KRF, would KRF have died by now? For me, it can't die in my hands. Do you get it? I would have to die first before that thing. Unless God say, now, it's okay, move from here, go here. But as long as it's my responsibility, it will not die. In fact, sometimes my own fear is to do it so much that other people might not be able to do it or do some. But I can find a way of getting the result I want to get. You will see a young girl, and the young girl is struggling maybe with academics, and the young girl is like this. Kwaku, go and study. Amma, go and study. So you will see an attitude that doesn't correspond to someone who is willing to take charge and take responsibility. Many of us, that is what is happening in our lives. You can see an incident happen, and then it will keep on happening over a period of time because we are not willing to take responsibility. You know, there is an attitude that I always tell people, listen to me, it's called passivity. It's one of the most dangerous attitudes. It's even more dangerous than most of the sins that you talk about. Many of us, that attitude is what we are walking by. We are so passive. So passive. The I don't careism concerning our lives are too much. You see, what is your strategy? You are talking about the fact that God is going to give you billions of dollars and increase you, expand you, multiply you, divide you. Glory be to God. That's excellent. The question is this. Okay. So what's that strategy? What responsibility are you taking concerning your finances? they see that the average believer doesn't have any plan or any clue concerning finances, or she or he is sitting down waiting for is that, okay, I'll get money from here or this one or this one. You see, the average believer don't want to make things happen. The average believer want to sit down and expect that we open our mouth and then money will fall. That's not how the spirit, the excellent spirit works. Of course, I'm not teaching you how to create your own self-imposed ambition so that you now begin to go for things that are not, right just because you want to be great. No. But I'm talking about an attitude of excellence that you will take responsibility. The question is, what is the extent that you are willing to go for your spiritual life to be right? What is the extent? What is the extent that you are willing to go? See, the woman of God was sharing a testimony concerning how, by the grace of God, she started taking responsibility. That's what she started doing. Taking responsibility, and then this happened. See, that's the problem. Whenever I am relating with people, that's the problem I always have with people. See, people are not willing to take responsibility. They will like it soft. They will like it easy, just because that is how they think life is supposed to be. But no. Sometimes you have to pay the price and sit down and study for long. Do you get that? You have to pay the price and sit down and study for long. I come and stand here and they say, in the name of Jesus, I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that, I'm seeing that. And oh, by the grace of God, it happens. And we thank God for the miracles, for the signs, the wonders, etc. You see, sometimes some of you even come here, you don't know why you came here, but you find yourself here. If I was just eating and drinking, and that's my lifestyle, you wouldn't be here. What responsibility are you willing to take? You said that you want to be a doctor. Okay, what responsibility are you willing to take? What have you started doing before this time? What are you doing? What are you putting together? What is your schedule like? What is your life like? If I look at your life, can I see that part in it? Responsibility. Responsibility. And this evening, that's my word for you. Can you take responsibility? Because you see, if you can take responsibility, that is all. If you can take responsibility. See, there are times that you must stretch forth and you must do what is not comfortable for you to do. It's not comfortable for you to like be led, for instance, like that. But you do it because you are taking responsibility. Sometimes someone will have to shout at you. And you have to accept it because you are taking responsibility. Sometimes you have to go where you don't want to go. And you have to because you are taking responsibility. Some of you, when you begin to take responsibility of areas of your life, for instance, marriages, relationships, etc., you will start learning. See, you're sitting there expecting that everything will just fall in place for you. It will not. You make things happen. Things don't just happen. And you have to know the right things to make happen. It's not everything that you do to make happen. The right things to make happen. Can I get some few people who want to now take responsibility? Because this evening, grace is going to be released over you. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said this evening, grace is going to be released over you to take responsibility. Some of you, you must put away the food and start to fast because you want to take responsibility. Father, what business should I enter into? Responsibility. Father, I'm tired. I've been doing this one thing and it's not going well. I don't want to do this thing again. Responsibility. Shetepe la katafa katakas ko paradiasa. Can you rise up to that place of responsibility? We are going to pray. We are going to pray. Take responsibility. Take responsibility. Yes, take responsibility for your life. I'm lifting up a voice of prayer. So sometimes there is this laziness that we find ourselves operating in. And because of that laziness, you are not able to rise. You are lifting up a voice of prayer that God should take away that laziness and give you the grace to take responsibility, to take your life and partner with the Holy Spirit to see a manifestation. You are not too young to start a business. The question is, what business do you want to start? You are not too young to do something worthwhile. The question is, what do you want to do worthwhile? You see, yes. If right now you are supposed to do something over the period, over and over and over again for 5 years, can you do it? You need to take responsibility. Did you hear the prayer point? Okay, then we are going to pray.